Bosey took over.
Right, we'll make a path for you. Biscay, Double, get either side of him. We'll fight our way through to the tunnel. You leave ya, Bull Lady!
Turning, they charged straight into the fray. Reptile birds, Gowsome and Gonflins, were locked tooth to claw and beak to paw in the tunnel mouth, driving one another back and forth in a wild melee. A sharp-billed chuff fluttered down, about to stab its beak into Spingo. Biscay lashed out, breaking its skull with his stone-loaded sling. The laird, Bosey McScutter of Bolaney, forged gallantly ahead, the light of battle in his eyes, as he swung the blade of Martin the Warrior like a scythe, mowing a slaughtered lane through the foe beast. Double thrust left and right with his rapier, his battle cry mingling with those of his comrades.
Look a look a look a look a look!
Godfrey!
We're at war! Give him blood and vinegar!
No surrender!
Biscay fought on in a crimson haze, biting, kicking, swinging his rock-loaded sling. The only thought uppermost in his mind, to get Spingo out into clean air and safety. Now they were into the tunnel. Slow worms, grass snakes and smooth snakes hissed and snapped viciously in their struggle to escape the caves, only to be met by Zaran the Black Otter. She stood where none could pass, her double-bladed sword dealing out death and destruction to the creatures of Corvus Scare, any servant of the Doomwhite who ventured in range of her avenging blades was sent screaming to Hellgate for its savage fury. Biscay managed to shout to her above the hubbub,
"We've got Spingo! She must get out of here, Zaran!"
The otter slashed her way through to Bosey's side.
"Come, friend, get the young one out. Then we come back and finish this thing forever."
The Highland Hare laughed recklessly.
"You're a lassie after my own heart. Aye, let's do that, my braw bunny."
Dawn rushed in with a warm breeze and a sky as blue as speedwell blossoms. The little party broke out of the fetid cavern fumes into a bright summer's day. Knocko tripped and fell into the stream, dousing both himself and his daughter. Biscay and Double waded in to help them out. Spingo, wakened by the sudden shock of cold stream water, yelled out,
"Wah! Flooey! I'm being drowned! Help!"
Biscay grabbed her paw, pulling her up onto the bank. He was shaking all over and grinning foolishly. Knocko spat out a jet of water, scowling.
"What are you laughing at, cheeky gob?"
The young Redwaller held a paw to help him out.
"It's a good day to be alive, isn't it, mate?"
Knocko suddenly realised that Spingo was standing smiling at Biscay, awake and well. He accepted Biscay's paw and waded to the bank.
"You can say that again, Bucko. Oi, oi, where are you off to? We just got out."
Biscay and Double joined Zaran and Bosey. Now that his warrior blood was roused, the Laird of Bolaney was trembling for action.
"Stay here and care for your bonny daughter, my friend. We've got a battle to attend to."
The Gonflin Pikehead sat Spingo carefully down on the bankside.
"Are you all right, me darling?"
She smiled prettily.
"I'm fine, thank you, dar."
He pulled a thick driftwood billet from the stream and gave it to her.
"There now, that's me beauty. You rest here and break the heads of any foe beast you see's coming out of there."
He cocked an ear to the tunnel entrance, scowling.
"There goes that gobbo again. Can't keep his big trap shut for a moment. Right, let's go to war, mates."
Yelling blood and thunder, the five warriors charged back into the tunnel. Spingo picked the pink purslane flower, sniffing it daintily as she wielded her club and sat guard over the tunnel entrance.